What Are the Theosophists by HPB? Bite 1. As a body, the Theosophical Society holds that all original thinkers and investigators of the hidden side of nature, whether materialists, those who find in matter the promise and potency of all terrestrial life, or spiritualists, that is, those who discover in spirit the source of all energy and of matter as well, were and are properly theosophists. For to be one, one need not necessarily recognize the existence of any special god or deity. One need but worship the spirit of living nature and try to identify oneself with it, to revere that presence, the invisible cause, which is yet ever manifesting itself in its incessant results, the intangible, omnipotent, and omnipresent Proteus, indivisible in its essence and eluding form, yet appearing under all and every form, who is here and there, and everywhere and nowhere, is all and nothing, ubiquitous yet one, the essence filling, binding, bounding, containing everything, contained in all. It will, we think, be seen now, that whether classed as theists, pantheists, or atheists, such men are near kinsmen to the rest. Be what he may, once the student abandons the old and trodden highway of routine and enters upon the solitary path of independent thought, Godward, he is a theosophist, an original thinker, a seeker after the eternal truth, with an inspiration of his own to solve the universal problems. Bite 2. With every man that is earnestly searching in his own way after a knowledge of the divine principle, of man's relations to it, and nature's manifestations of it, theosophy is allied. It is likewise the ally of honest science, as distinguished from much that passes for exact physical science, so long as the latter does not poach on the domains of psychology and metaphysics. It is also the ally of every honest religion, to wit, a religion willing to be judged by the same tests as it applies to others. And as this society, which allows the widest sweeps in the realms of pure ideal, is no less firm in the sphere of facts, its deference to modern science and its just representatives is sincere. Despite all their lack of higher spiritual intuition, the world's debt to the representatives of modern physical science is immense. Hence, the society endorses heartily the noble and indignant protest of that gifted and eloquent preacher, the Reverend O.B. Frothingham, against those who try to undervalue the services of our great naturalists. And it is also due to the unremitting labors of such Orientalists as Sir W. Jones, Max Müller, Burnoff, Colebrook, Haug, St. Hilaire, and so many others, that the society as a body feels equal respect and veneration for Vedic, Buddhist, Zoroastrian, and other religions of the world, and a like brotherly feeling to its Hindu, Sinhalese, Parsi, Jain, Hebrew, and Christian members as individual students of self, of nature, and of the divine in nature. Bite 3. We have now, we think, made clear why our members as individuals are free to stay outside or inside any creed they please, provided they do not pretend that none but themselves shall enjoy the privilege of conscience and try to force their opinions upon the others. But as all work for one and the same object, namely the disenthrallment of human thought, the elimination of superstitions, and the discovery of truth, all are equally welcome. The attainment of these objects, all agree, can best be secured by convincing the reason and warming the enthusiasm of the generation of fresh young minds that are just ripening into maturity and making ready to take the place of their prejudiced and conservative fathers. And as each, the great ones as well as small, have trodden the royal road to knowledge, we listen to all and take both small and great into our fellowship. For no honest searcher comes back empty-handed, and even he who has enjoyed the least share of popular favor can lay at least his might upon the one altar of truth.